today to join me as we are studying and going through the Word of God, normally verse by verse. We've been going through the book of 1 John verse by verse, and you're going to hear the sermon that I just preached last Sunday at Island Community Church. It's entitled, God is Love. John, the Apostle John, tells us that God is love. We've seen it on various T-shirts and sayings that God is love. Many people use that as an excuse to live a particular lifestyle that's not honoring to God, and they fall back on the attribute, you know, God is love. Indeed, he is love. But it is a lot more attributes than love. God, I mean, think about this. John 3:16, the most famous verse in all the Bible. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Think about it. He gave. God so loved the world that somebody had to die. He loves you so much and wants to have fellowship with you, but he can't be near sin. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loves us so much that someone had to pay the price for our sins, because you and I can't do it on our own. We don't have what it takes to pay the price. We can't buy entry. We can't work off our sins somewhere else. That's why Paul said, wretched man that I am, the Apostle Paul, he cried out, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God. Our deliverer is Jesus Christ. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Thank Jesus Christ for taking our sins, for being obedient to his Father. He came and died on the cross because he was obedient to his Father. That was the will of God. Okay, this is the last part of this message. God is love. I guess we'll pick it up tomorrow in Revelation chapter 9. This Sunday at church, at Island Community Church, we're going to wrap up 1 John, and we're going to look at, my sermon is entitled, The Holy Trinity. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 5. We're going to wrap that up. And I'd love to see you at church this week. They're going to have a little pastor appreciation lunch after, but I invite you to come by Island. Share a sandwich or a piece of cake or something with us after the service as well. But you are invited. Why don't you come by and worship with us? Hear the Word of God preached this week. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 1030. If you're unable to attend, you can watch us on Facebook Live or on the Island Community Church FL is the app. That'll turn on live right at 1035 on this Friday morning. Okay, here's the last part of this message now. God is love.
God has given you an engagement ring of himself on the inside of you. I could bang this gavel all day in here and say, that's good news. Paul the Apostle wrote, the great mystery of the church is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. All right, now John continues here. Verse 14, we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Okay, and now verse 15, how to ensure that this applies to you too. Starts with the word, verse 15, it's the word whoever, do you see that? Meaning this is conditional. Whoever confesses, the word homologeo, it means speak the same thing. It means to agree with someone or agree with God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. You see, and this is what sets you apart from the animal in this evil world of evolution. You are capable of agape love. No animal can do that. You didn't inherit that from anyone. God gave that to you. That's what sets you apart from everyone else. You're able to love. You love your son. You love your daughter. You don't eat them. You love them. And it's a holy attribute of God, love. When you love, you are behaving like your heavenly Father, John continues. Verse 17, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Right? That is, I already have my, after all that God has done for me, I'm not going to worry in the day of judgment. Because he saved me on my worst day. Why am I going to worry in the day of judgment? And I take God at his word. Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ. Believe God at his word. And you'll have no fear on the day of judgment. He's not talking to you. Someone died in your place. He took your judgment upon himself. There's no fear on judgment day. Not because I'm worthy, but because he paid the penalty for my unworthiness. Thank you, Jesus. That's good news. That is why we can have boldness on the day of judgment, comma, or semicolon, because as he is, so are we in the world. He continues, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear involves torment. Some translations say punishment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Now, I am assured of the Lord's love, first of all, because he sent his son to die in my place. Secondly, I know he loves me because he dwells in me. That's my engagement ring on the inside of me. You and I have been, another time he says, sealed. Until the day of redemption. You have got God's engagement ring. It's a guarantee. And it's not based on anything you're going to do or anything you have done. It's not based on how many sins you're going to commit on your way back to Tampa tomorrow. He chose you before the foundation of the world. It's based on him, not on us. Otherwise, we all would lose it. There is no fear in love. Again, I am assured of the Lord's love because he sent his son to die for me, because I have his engagement ring. He dwells on the inside of me. And thirdly, I can look to the future with confidence and without fear because I know that God loves me because he's proved it to me every day. And I'm still standing here. By golly, I'm still standing. I haven't given up life yet. I haven't quit at the first sign of trouble. I didn't quit at the death of my wife. I didn't quit. I kept on going. The righteous man picks himself up 7 times and keeps on going. We had 2 funerals in here for COVID the same week. What do? We keep on going, right? I'd much rather depart and be with Christ. He says it's far better. I'm reminded of one of my favorite verses. It's Romans 5:8 that says this. God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's personalize that and put your name there. For God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. He didn't save you on your best day. He saved you on your worst day. God demonstrates his own love towards you in that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Look to the cross. Then verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. The only reason we love at all is because he loved us first. Think back to your life. Think back to how you were doing before. Without his love, you'd be like one of those politicians you see on television. You want to know what it looks like to be without love? Turn on the news. Watch the idiots and fools in charge of this country. Watch the United States Senate. If you want to see what it looks like to be without love, watch the United States House of Representatives. And that's what a human being looks like. He's an animal without love, without esteeming others better than yourself, without having the love of Jesus Christ in you. You want to know how it looks like? Either remember how you used to be or turn the television on and you can see how it looks without his love. But he loves you. He saves you. He regenerates you. He lives on the inside of you. And now you love. But don't forget why and don't forget how that came about. Is that while you were still a sinner, he died for you. Your faith is a gift from God. He gave you the gift of faith. You called on the Lord. You received. Now you've got his engagement ring on the inside of you. And now you're grateful for all that God has done for you. And now you love. You see, you love because he first loved you. I didn't give a rip about God before that happened. Something changed on the inside. Somebody changed me first. By golly, someone changed me first. I didn't say, oh, I think it's a quaint idea. I'll love God today. No, I was a wretched, miserable soul, like a politician. And he changed me. And I love because he loved me first. Hallelujah. Are you grateful for the love of God today? You know, if these politicians walked in some of this, we'd have a lot less trouble in this world. You know? Like with this vaccine, if they would let people pray and decide amongst their families what's best for them to make the right decision, there'd be a lot, all this fighting would go away. Stop politicizing things. Okay, now this subject continues in chapter 5. Let's roll with it. First, verse 20. Now, if somebody says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? All right, there's my man. Back to the John that I know. He's been doing this whole book. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. Because if you loved God, you would love your brother. These are the two great commandments of the New Testament. Number one, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. And number two, love your neighbor like you love yourself. I mean, after all the evil that you've done, After all that God has forgiven you of, you hate your brother. You've missed it. Look in the mirror. After all that God has done for you, that God would stoop so low so as to love you and you in turn like Cain. You hate your brother. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy this morning? This is the commandment, verse 21, that we have from him. That he who loves God must love his brother. Now, chapter 5, verse 1, forget the chapters hid there. He must have hit a hiccup there on his horse when he was writing these chapter numbers in. Goes right into it. Whoever believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone who loves him who begot loves him who is begotten. All right, that is everyone who loves God loves the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. I love that though. Whoever believes Jesus is the Messiah, whoever believes that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, has been born again. And is saved and has their names written in the book of life. And that is true because the ability to recognize Jesus Christ as the Savior of mankind and the Son of God has got to be given to you from above. You can't believe in Jesus Christ without Him giving you the faith to do it. Look back at your whole rest of your life. Is there anyone here saved after 30 like me? Look at the Apostle Paul. They came up to the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 8. They said, Jesus Christ is Lord. And Paul said what? Put him to death. I hate Jesus. Paul said, I hate Jesus Christ. Someone had to intervene in his life. Faith is a gift. Ephesians 2 and 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast about it. It's a gift. Again, the ability to recognize Jesus as the Savior of mankind and the Son of God has to be given to you. If you would, turn with me, please, to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Proven what I just said to you. Whoever believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whoever believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone who loves Him who begot loves Him who is begotten of Him. All right, John 6:44. Look what it says here. No man or no one can come to me unless. Notice this is conditional. A King James says except. The ESV says unless. This is a conditional. No one can come to me unless. Something has to happen to you for you to want to call on His name. No one can come to me, Jesus says, unless. This happens first. The Father who has sent me should draw him. And I'll raise him up on the last day. Or John 15:16, Jesus said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. Ephesians 1:4, he chose us in him before the foundations of the world. So this is how John can say to you, whoever believes Jesus is the Christ is born of God, because you can't believe in Jesus Christ without help. Because your faith is a gift from God. Because God is love. And God wants to save you. Because He loves you. It's His attribute, is to love you. Matter of fact, He loves you so much, He sent His Son down here to die in your place. I just want you to see, your faith is a gift. It's not something that you conjured up on your own. It's not something that you've always had. It's a gift. And let me say, it might not be permanent. That's why the Bible says today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts like the Jews did for 40 years when they were wandering. And they tested me, He said. If you hear, if it's today, you see, it's the great thing. You guys hear me say this all the time, but it's still today. It's always today. When it's no longer today, it's all over and you lose. You must make a decision for Jesus Christ while it's today. Because once, like I like to say too, once you see Him, then it's too late. If you die and leave this world, it's too late. If He comes back again while you're still here and you haven't done that, it's too late. You got to call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here today. You got to have faith to do that. Your faith is a gift from God. If He's given it to you, respond while it's today. Because there's no promise you'll ever see tomorrow. No promises. Chapter 5, verse 2. Continuing the theme of love. Love others this time. By this we know we love the children of God. When we love God and keep His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. That is, they're not a burden. It's not a drag to love God. Do you think it's a drag to love God? It's not a drag to love your neighbor as yourself, though I guess some people might argue with that one. Some neighbors are a real ministry test for you, aren't they? It's not burdensome to wake up today with a desire to do some good out here in the world today. It's not burdensome to keep God's instructions. But let me say, if you are out here walking to please yourself and living in sin, then you can bet your sweet bippy they're very burdensome. You've got to be walking with God for all these things to be true. You see, you're in the midst of a war personally in your body. Now, Romans 8:6, let me read this to you here. Romans 8:6, it says, the mindset on the flesh is death. Now, I'm going to substitute here. Instead of the flesh, I'm going to substitute here, doing your own thing. Because it's the same thing. Following your flesh instead of following the Spirit is doing your own thing. So, Romans 8:6. For doing your own thing, the mindset on doing your own thing is death. But the mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. Because the mindset on doing its own thing is hostile towards God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, nor is it able to do so. When you are set on doing your own thing instead of being led by the Spirit, you can't hear from God. You just can't. It's not that you might not. It's not that you might struggle with it. Those, verse 8, who are set on doing their own thing cannot please God. So then, brethren, we're under obligation not to do our own thing, but to live not to the flesh, to live according to our own flesh. For if you are living according to the flesh, or that is, if you are just set here on doing your own thing, the New American Standard here says in Romans 8:13, you must die. Look that up when you get a chance. Romans 8:13 out of the New American Standard. If you are living, if you are set on doing your own thing, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. All right, here's the last two verses in this section. Next week, we're going to wrap up 1 John. Verse 4, whatever is born of God, or whoever is born of God, overcomes the world. What a great promise that is. If you are born again, you will cross this finish line in faith. You will. Whatever, whoever is born of God overcomes this evil world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who has overcome the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let me read that again. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So he's saying here, whoever is born again, whoever has been regenerated and has been given a new heart, whosoever is born of God will win this fight and cross the finish line in faith. Whoever is born of God overcomes the world. What a great promise that is. Lord, we thank you. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Have I told you about Boaters Exchange? Boaters Exchange is a family-owned boat store in Rockledge on US 1, right next to Rockledge Gardens. From Melbourne to Titusville, from Merritt Island to the beaches, Boaters Exchange serves the local community with boating supplies, boats, and world-class service as well. Boaters Exchange is a proud corporate sponsor and underwriter of the radio ministries of WMIE. They are available at 638-0090. Boaters Exchange was recently named one of the top 100 boat dealers in North America, and they are the only five-star dealer in Brevard. Once again, Boaters Exchange at 638-0090, 321-638-0090.
Like you.